This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a three-hour version versus the four-hour weekday version, and we are broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations, and we thank you very much for carrying our program, the radio stations, and for you folks that are listening to us. By the way, a special shout-out and thanks go to our military men and women who are listening to us around the world tonight via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our hospital, our police and ER room workers, our border patrol, our 911 dispatchers for their service to America. And for all the people working the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers sorting the mail so you can get mail delivery today, as well as the trucks hauling the mail back and forth across the country, thanks very much for all that you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And oh, by the way, don't forget you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also over on Hub.life and MeWe.com. Don't forget that. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And we're going to start this hour with the national anthem. America, and to all those that defend, protect, and serve her, keeping us free and safe, we appreciate everything you do. Well, you know, during the first 100 days of the Socialist Democrats holding the majority in the House of Representatives, we've all witnessed a lot if we've been paying attention. And until recently, some of the most despicable things that I've seen have been the Congresswoman from Minnesota, Ilhan Omar's racist and well-documented anti-Semitic attacks. She still hasn't learned her lesson. And now she's making racist comments accusing a senior Jewish American White House official of being a white nationalist, namely Stephen Miller. And to top it off, she dismissively described the 9/11 terrorist attacks as, and I quote, "some people did some things." Well, the line has been drawn, folks. The line has been drawn. You picked on the wrong group of people, the firefighters, the police officers, the EMTs, the public service workers, the steel workers, all those people that responded to the World Trade Center the day of the attacks, the almost 3,000 people that died that day, the almost 1,600 people now that have died since with diseases they've come down with from sucking in the stuff they sucked in at the World Trade Center, all because of what 19 Muslim hijackers. Let's get honest. Let's get real. It's time to call a spade a spade. And Ms. Omar does not belong in the Congress. You people in Minnesota made a mistake. I hope you can uncorrect it here in the next election. Because despite these despicable comments, none of her fellow Democratic socialists will call for her ouster from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. That's like having a spy sitting in for lunch, paying attention to everything that's going on. This woman does not love our country the way you and I do. She doesn't. She adheres to Sharia law. She talks about it. And she's not the only one. Simply put, kick her the hell off the Foreign Affairs Committee. We, folks, you and me, and everybody listening to this program right now, we, the American people, are going to have to get off our duffs again and get all our friends again and get them out there and take back the House of Representatives from the Democratic Socialists who have stolen it and are doing nothing more than trying to ram a bunch of stuff down our throat that we, the American people, do not want. Think I'm joking? Think I'm kidding? Take a look at the president's approval ratings. Up 6% in the latest Gallup poll. Up to 53% in the latest Rasmussen poll. That's serious stuff. People are not buying the Democrats' lie. The Democrats' lie, they aren't. And by the way, a conservative activist right now, and many conservative activists, are praising Attorney General William Barr for standing firm against grilling by the Democrats this week in front of the House and the Senate, telling a Senate panel that spying did, in fact, occur on the Trump campaign. And it did. And James Comey says, well, I wouldn't exactly call electronic monitoring spying. That's not exactly spying. Well, God, Comey, it is spying. Legalized because you got the court to agree with you. What a dope. What a dope. All right. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more to talk about. So I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program is brought to you by our very good friends at David Garrett Jewelers. Now, David Garrett Jewelers has been in business for over 36 years, and they are a premier dealer. They build things. They make things. They do all sorts of specialty pieces. They've been committed to craftsmanship and stellar services for that 36 years. Now, they are a family-owned Christian business that offers an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices. They also specialize in one-of-a-kind pieces sure to catch anybody's attention. So visit them at their website, www.davidegarrettjewelers.com, davidegarrettjewelers.com, and shop thousands of available items, or give them a call at 937-325-3680 for a more personal shopping experience. David E. Garrett Jewelers, a jeweler that you can trust. All right, and to the telephone lines we go. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Cassidy. How you doing, Captain?
Not too bad. What's up today?
You know, one of the problems with our country, and we both know, or we all know, that Trump saved the last bit of salvation, you know, for our country. I mean, we would have been done. But here's the thing that destroys our country from the inside out. You got me so worked up about that woman. Okay, but later told me how she got elected.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that I always said would destroy our country, and it is still. And we gotta stop playing wiffle ball while they're playing hardball. I know you mean well, but you'll say things like, you'll try to explain about how what they're saying or whatever is irrational.
Yep.
You know, and we're aware of that. You're right about where you got to it later, that the bottom line is they don't care. Now, minority having rights, overwhelming amount of rights from the Pledge of Allegiance to the United States down the line, mm-hmm, is exactly what has been destroying this country from the inside out. because I never did understand where a minority of people with what, you know, they could come up with anything, you know? Since when does that rule as an overwhelming majority, a minority?
Yeah. I know. That's the hard thing to unstomach. But in the Democratic caucus, apparently the minority is a majority because Ocasio-Cortez and Omar and this Tlaib, they're actually controlling the conversation that's being had in the House of Representatives.
I've never seen nothing was, I've never seen nothing like this in my life.
They're afraid. They're scared to death to go after these people because, political correctness.
Well, there we go with the minority thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
No. Hey, do you think we should start a militia through your show? You know, this could very well turn into a, I hope it don't, okay? Compromise prevail.
Me
let's
too.
All remember, let's remember that, Jesus Christ was the first, not violent visionary.
Yep.
And, I'll let you go. I'm a better, I really enjoy it. I tell you, when your show goes on, man, I want to talk baseball. I think you were with Phil Edwards one time, something about Baltimore, and I'm from there.
Yeah, we'll be talking a little bit about baseball as things progress here. All right, thanks, Cassidy. All right, and by the way, the Rays won again. My goodness, I think they're 11-3 right now. All right, let's listen to what the progressive liberals had to say back and forth, Poppy Harlow and S.E. Cup. And when you get to the end, you're going to find out that they think the Democrats are in big trouble.
Given this new Washington Post reporting that CNN has matched overnight, that the president, for admittedly political reason, at least in part, this winter, asked his officials in ICHS to ship migrants apprehended at the border to sanctuary cities like Pelosi's city of San Francisco to basically get back at them.
Two points. One, this isn't really surprising. This administration has done a politics of PR, whether it's a North Korean summit that was never meant to really go anywhere, or even a border wall. A lot of people don't think that's a real policy solution. It's more of a PR stunt. That is what this administration is comfortable doing. PR.
But are
and
Republicans
I think
they
looked
online at this. Something like that.
Well, I don't know. It didn't happen. And so Republicans don't really have to defend it because it didn't happen. But the politics of PR and the politics of revenge is very much in line and character with this administration. Let me just also say, I think to a lot of people, across the country, they would think, well, why not? That this would be the logical conclusion of a sanctuary city. I mean, this is an idea my dad might come up with. It's not a policy solution.
Right.
It is a policy of a politics of revenge and PR. But I think actually to a lot of people who think sanctuary cities are bad and also not a policy solution, they might say, why not?
Well, I think it's interesting because as the Washington Post points out at one point in this reporting, that a month after the president was pushing his immigration officials to do this, he gave this speech in Kansas and talked about how horrible sanctuary cities are and how dangerous they are for the country.
Right.
But at the same time, wanting to put more people there who he thinks makes them more dangerous.
It's all PR. If you're trying to find an intellectually consistent thread,
I'm trying to understand
his statements. But don't. It's really very simple. We don't have to overthink it. It's a PR stunt, and he wanted that PR moment of this dumping of asylum seekers in a sanctuary city and say, hey, you like this policy? Well, here's the conclusion.
Okay, and right.
And now you
Democrats
have to deal with
in a pickle, right?
With it's not a...
Now, keep in mind that turnaround is fair play here. And S.C. Cup goes on to talk to Poppy Harlow about some other things. I'm going to play that on the other side of the break here, by the way, bottom of the hour. The rest of it, because it's a 5-minute long piece. I'm not going to play all of it right now. But here's the deal, all right? There's a divide in the Democratic Party. We all know that. 19 candidates ought to tell you that, if nothing else, running for president. And there's actually more than that, because you're not hearing about the low people at the low end of the spectrum, because the media doesn't want you to know about some of these people that are the third-party candidates or the lower end, if you will, of the Democratic Party, people that don't have a rat's chance in hell. They're not even telling you about them. But I digress. But the anti-fear, the anti-Trump, can't be optimistic about anything they're seeing or anything that's happening. They can't. Because Trump's out there smiling, talking away, huge rallies, people still turning out. They see the support right in front of them. The Democrats can't do that. They can't draw those kind of people. They can't draw people wearing red, white, and blue with American flags, singing the national anthem, shouting God bless America. And by the way, have you noticed how at the Trump rallies, they won't pan the crowd to show you the blacks and the Latinos and the minorities that are there in those rallies? Now, I've been there. I've seen them. I know they're there. I know some of the people that have gone to the ones here. But they won't do it. The mainstream media creates a facade of, oh, look at all these white people. Uh-huh. But they won't show you the actual crowd unless the Trump folks get a bunch of whites and blacks and Latinos behind the president so you can see the backdrop. But even then, the Democrats will challenge that and go, well, that's just being done because they're behind the president. Yeah, pan the crowd, CNN. Pan the crowd, MSNBC. Show us the people in the audience so we can see the truth. And by the way, show us how they're packed to the rafters so we can see the truth. Show us all of that. They won't do it because Trump wins. And if you need specifics, winning a primary is specific, isn't it? And I guess I'll tell you this one. Right now, in my opinion, this country, after making a left turn in the last election, is about ready to make a hard right turn all over again because they see what the left turn has done. It has done nothing to help America. It's made it more divisive. It's made it more combative. It's made it more unrealistic. It's made it more ridiculous for what the progressive left, liberal, democratic socialists stand for. They certainly don't stand for America. Don't want us to be energy independent. Don't want us to secure our borders. How can you not possibly want your border secure when you got 100-some-odd thousand people coming in and going, asylum, asylum, I want asylum. How can you possibly do that? Change the damn immigration laws. Good God. Change the immigration laws. And we can't do it right now because we don't have a majority in the House. The Senate would do it tomorrow, but the House won't pass it, changing the amnesty asylum law. The House won't do it. So we've got to change the House. That's got to be a priority. Keep the Senate, add to the Senate if we can, and change the damn House. My God, it's right in front of you, people. Wake the hell up. All right, I'm coming right back. Going to talk a little military stuff, and then we're going to play the rest of this SE Cup interview with Poppy Harlow. You're going to love that. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The International Criminal Court has rejected a request to investigate alleged war crimes and crimes against humanity committed in Afghanistan. Amnesty International calls it a shocking abandonment of the victims, but Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it was the right move.
I am very pleased that the ICC made this decision. It's the right one. Know that if Americans are found to have done things that are unlawful or against the laws of war, the U.S. system will always hold them accountable, but the ICC is not the right place to do it.
President Trump says he's considering sending illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities in America as political punishment for their refusal to help him fight illegal immigration. And speaking at the White House, the president said they're working on new sections of the border wall.
The wall is going up. It's going up fairly rapidly. Doing another big section. We start another big section. But we're building miles and miles of wall. And we're going to have, I think we'll be close to 400 miles built by the end of next year.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy is located in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard, with another location that they're building on and making larger up in Massachusetts and right outside Boston, I might add, and that's Concord, Massachusetts. Now, a lot more people are interested in going to that particular location because it is in the Northeast. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind, folks, that you can go to the website naa.edu to find out more about them, or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. Now, this is a career opportunity, and again, No doubt about it, being an aviation maintenance tech is something that is a highly sought-after job. People can make $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year in the United States or more right off the bat. And if you go overseas, you'll make even more than that. Okay, well, let's start off with our military news here. So far, only the Pacific region and more recently the Middle East have seen operational deployments of the U.S. Army's Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System. Now, this is also headed to Romania this summer, according to an April 11th U.S. European Command statement. Now, this system, the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System, is designed to take down intercontinental ballistic missiles and everything else in between at a higher elevation so that they can't get close to their targets or explode, if you will, if it's an ICBM, in our atmosphere. Now, the other thing that we've got to keep our eyes on is WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who was forcibly bundled out of the Ecuadorian embassy. They threw him out in London, and the police were waiting for him right then and there. And they put him into a waiting British police van, setting up the potential courtroom battle, which is coming, over attempts now to extradite him to the U.S. to face charges related to the publication of tens of thousands of secret government documents. And believe me when I tell you, they are definitely going to go after him. Also, administrative errors at an Indianapolis Veterans Affairs Health Center jeopardized the health of numerous patients and forced at least one veteran to have to lose his foot to a medical amputation with paperwork that was screwed up. Unacceptable. Federal inspectors announced that this week. Unacceptable. My God. And following a Pentagon directive in 2009, the Secretary of the Navy ordered his sea service to create a repository of war crimes allegations. Nearly 9 years later, the Navy admitted that they'd never put anything in it. It's empty. That's one of the legal bombshells, if you will, coming from the Navy right now. And, of course, the only people complaining about it are the progressive left liberal socialists. And by the way, the commander of the USS Fitzgerald and one of his junior officers, all charges were dropped against them in the court-martial cases against them. Now, the Swiss have kicked off a flying season for the five types of combat aircraft under consideration to replace the country's aging fleet. They're looking at F-35s and other warplanes in Switzerland to purchase for their very small but highly effective Air Force. What they're going to do, don't know. We'll just have to sit back, wait, and see. And this week, officials have said that the major U.S., Filipino, and Australian exercise, known as Balakatan, is not aimed at China. But they have been drilling to do things that would involve Chinese involvement. So think about that for a second. And by the way, despite losing the caliphate in the Middle East, ISIS has put down roots in the Philippines, in Mindanao, in the south of the Philippines. They're growing in size and stature there. The government has promised Mindanao's Muslims more autonomy in return for combating Islamic terrorists. We'll see what happens. So far, not making a lot of headway in the Philippines against ISIS. And yes, I said ISIS. And there have been rumors that China and Russia could get hold of the F-35 wreckage to take advantage of Japanese military's misfortune with the aircraft going down in the Sea of Japan. However, it looks like as if the Japanese Navy and American forces are camped out where the wreckage is, right over the top, and they are the ones that are retrieving whatever it is they can retrieve from the depths of the water where the plane went in. And we'll see what happens. Now, the ISIS caliphate is now history, but the battle to eliminate the terrorist group continues by both air and the ground in Iraq and Syria as various ambush and attacks and counterattacks are going back and forth still after ISIS has been defeated and are on the run. And we just have to put up with that because that's what's going to happen here for the next several months. And as I said, ISIS has reared its ugly head again, of all places, in the Philippines. All right, and let's take a look at the waterways out there with our beach and boating forecast. We'll get going on that right now. The beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay with 168 locations all across the United States of America. Take advantage of one near you. If you're in our area down here, Tampa Bay, you can join down here. Now, today, Saturday, it'll be partly sunny. We'll have wind starting out at about 8 to 10 miles an hour out of the southeast, turning to the south. They'll drift on up to 15-mile-an-hour winds with a few higher gusts, perhaps. Seas will be 2 to 3 feet. However, it will be a light chop. The Gulf water temperature now up to 81 degrees. The Bay water temperature now up to 78 degrees. And our low tide comes at 4:09 a.m. Our high tide comes at 8:45. And the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is the place to go if you want to have a boat without having the hassles of owning a boat. Hop on a boat and away you go. They've got three plans. If you're down here visiting or you're one of the other ports visiting, you can join the seasonal plan and be a member for as long as you're in the area. It does not have reciprocity around the country, but they've got the economy plan, the standard plan. All you got to do to find out about more about them is call 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. The number again, 855-FREEDOM. Freedom. Tell them the captain sent you. Take advantage of one of those ports across the country. 168 other ports right here in Tampa Bay. We have the largest port in the whole Freedom Boat System. Over 300 boats are available here at 1,900 different ports here within the sound of my voice. So there you go. Think about that one and take advantage of it. By the way, coming up in the next segment, I'm going to play the rest of that interview, SC Cup talking with the CNN commentator, Poppy Harlow, and we're going to finish that up. There's about 2 minutes and a half left in that, just so you can hear them talk about the fact that, and they're being realistic, talking about the fact that Donald Trump is beating the Democrats at just about every turn as the stuff they try to throw at him, he's already thrown stuff back at them. And that's a good thing. That is a good thing. And I hope it stays that way. We certainly can hope so now, can't we? So anyway, that's it. Now, the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch is how the program started some 19 years ago now. We're getting ready to come up on our 19th anniversary. And that is how we got started with a weekend show. We started out with an hour program on a Saturday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. And then it grew to a Saturday 12 to 3 live on the station that we were on. And people just wanted to hear it more and more and more. And it became a weekday show, and the rest is history, as they say. But to find out more about me and the radio show itself, you can go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, and take advantage of all the different things we have offered there over there for you to take a look at. All right, Kathy, give them the phone number. Last segment coming up for the weekend.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Alrighty, and per the schedule, let's listen to Rod Edwards and what he has to say with the latest Edwards Notebook.
Okay, it's time to seriously address the root causes of the massive illegal border crossing crisis in America. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. It's nice to hear President Trump bellow loudly to his popular rally crowds that he's going to shut down the U.S. southern border or take other measures to combat the problem. But every time he proclaims to the planet how he's going to somehow deal with the border debacle, the number of illegals defiantly crashing our border dramatically increases. So what is a nation that is so lacking in common sense concerning our border security to do? Well, how about we the people in mass demanding that our government officials put our national interests, including sovereignty, above the undeserving wants of the slithering hordes coming into our republic illegally. They can start by getting rid of the law requiring anyone who reaches our border to be allowed in. Then proclaim to the world that if you don't enter legally, we may offer you a paid or one-way trip back to your country of origin, or you can scavenge about in Mexico. And that's just for starters. What say you? I'm Ron Edwards. Let you and I meet on AmericaMatters.us Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, and 12 a.m. Sundays on Talk America Radio Network.
Sponsored by David E. Garrett Jewelers.
All righty, and that's Ron Edwards with his Edwards Notebook. We thank him very much. He's got the day off. He's got a speaking engagement somewhere in western Michigan, which is why he's not on the program, on the weekend program. But this portion of the program, final segment, brought to you by our friends at Hub, H-U-B, Hub.life. Now, we all know that social media companies are enormous. They've got way too much power. They block, they ban, they silence people who stand up for innocent life, love God, and support freedom, and believe in American values. And now there is a place where you can go where you don't need to worry about that. It's called Hub.life. That's H-U-B.life. That is the website, Hub.life. They're the newest alternative to social media that gives its members the ability to once again express their belief in freedom and basic decency. So, stop being silenced. Quit waiting to get out of Facebook jail or Twitter jail or whatever kind of jail they throw you in. And join people from all over the world at Hub.life. It's free to join and never a crime to express your beliefs. Hub, H-U-B, .life. And by the way, the Captain's America Third Watch and Matt Bruce is over there. So you can find me over there. I'm also on Facebook. I'm also on MeWe.com. I'm starting to branch out a little bit as I start to lessen what I'm doing over there on Facebook, because I think Facebook is about ready to make some drastic changes in the not too distant future with Mr. Falkenberg telling everybody that he wants the internet to be regulated, of course, so he can make more money. All right, back to the conversation between the CNN host Poppy Harlow and the other CNN host, a supposed Republican S.E. Cupp, supposed conservative Republican female. Listen to the conversation here.
Listen, what about for the party overall, for the Republican Party? Is it a good thing to have Stephen Miller essentially be, if not the face of immigration policy of the party, the like backbone of it?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
No. But I don't think Donald Trump is a great face of the Republican Party, and I think in 4 to 8 to 10 years, the Republican Party is really going to have to pay for a lot of the political decisions that were made.
Notice what you just said.
But I'm not in, I'm not, you know, the Republican Party these days.
But you say you're a very smart voice in it, though. You said 4 to 8 to 10 years, not 2 years, not 2020. You don't think they pay for this as a party in 2020?
I don't think so. The current Democratic field and the messages they're running, I haven't seen yet a winning counter.
What would the winning Democratic counter be to something like this on immigration?
Well, I think you have to acknowledge sanctuary cities aren't actually widely popular. And you have to acknowledge that abolishing ICE, also not a solution.
Right.
And instead of going to the extremes on this issue, both parties need to grapple with real solutions. The problem with immigration is for too long it has been politically profitable to leave it broken for both parties, because they can run on a broken immigration system and they can fundraise on a broken immigration system. That's a problem both parties have to reconcile. And so if you want to beat Trump in 2020, I think you have to acknowledge some hard facts about immigration and come up with some real solutions that don't scare half the country.
David Axelrod did this great interview that's airing tomorrow night with Beto O'Rourke. And down in the border in El Paso, we heard part of it last hour. But there you have a Democrat who has, you know, shown some signs of being a little more centrist in his past, who is from a border, not only state, but city.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Someone like that threatening to Republicans on the immigration front?
Look,
I
think he's trying. So there's this divide in the Democratic Party. Are we going to sort of traffic in fear,
yes,
anti-Trump, or are we going to be hopeful and optimistic?
Yes.
I think he's trying to be the latter, the hopeful, optimistic, always smiling candidate of the future. But he still really wants to go to some of the policies that progressives are pushing him toward. That's a tough thing to do because the progressive far-left policies are in some ways fear-based. They rely on a fear about climate change and, anti-amnesty Republicans. It's a tough line for him to navigate. I think tonally he's right. He's got to figure out his policies, and asking the American people to decide what they should be.
You need specifics.
Not the right thing.
And winning a primary is so different than winning a general, too, right? So.
Sure, and especially this go-round. It's going to be a tough, hard right turn.
So the two women, and by the way, S.E. Cupp, who used to call herself a conservative Republican, now she says she doesn't call herself a Republican anymore, and she identified with the word we when she talked about the Democratic Party. We have to. So I guess we know what she now is, but I never really cared that much for her to begin with. I didn't think she was all that savvy with what she was talking about. She was like one of these one-hit wonders. And Poppy Harlow is only out there looking after Poppy Harlow and towing the line that CNN tells her to tow. But here's the deal. Both of them agree that there's nobody right now on the Democratic side of the aisle that can beat Donald Trump in 2020. They both said it. And I agree with them. The Democratic Party has gone too far left. And I'm not going to tell them what to do or how to do it, but keep going. Keep going. Keep throwing all this stuff out there that you want to throw out there. You've got America so mad at you right now, you can't even begin to fathom it. The average American, doesn't matter white, black, green, purple, yellow, whatever the hell their skin is, whatever their political denomination is, they are so mad at the Democrats right now. And by the way, contrary to public opinion, some of these students realize, because I've talked to them, some of these students realize there's no such thing as a free ride. Somebody's going to have to pay for it. They get it if you get all this free stuff that their mother, their father, their aunt, their uncle are going to have to throw in more money for all of this stuff that's out there. They get it. Now, before we leave for the day, here's one last little shot of Congresswoman Tlaib from Dearbornistan and what she had to say that alienated the whole country this week.
I know that there's something else that has been on your mind and on a lot of folks' minds, and that is some comments and some backlash now to Congresswoman Ilhan Omar after some comments surfaced this week in which, and I want to play it, she said something about the 9/11 attacks. I want to talk about your reaction to the backlash and your reaction to the comment in two pieces. So here's that remark, Congresswoman.
CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
And it's that phrase, some people did something, that is being picked up on by some of the Congresswoman's critics, including, for example, the cover of the New York Post, which I will ask you about in a second. But on these remarks themselves, some people did something as a reference to 9/11, do you think she should have rethought her words? Do you worry about the appropriateness of that?
They do this all the time to us, especially women of color. They do that. They take our words out of context because they're afraid, because we speak truth.
They do not speak the truth. They did not take her words out of context. I played you exactly what the words were. Jeez. They're trying to create the facade. Wah, wah, boo-hoo, poor me. Look at me. Look at me. I'm so poor. I'm so sorry. No, they're not. And by the way, they never interject the word sorry or anything even close to it. Okay, that brings us to an end on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. It's been a great, 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 great weekend show. And we look forward to talking to you during the week, Monday morning, 2 a.m. all across the country. The Captain's America Third Watch, the place to go. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather. God bless America. I'll see you all Monday morning.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.